never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Kimberly Moffitt. She's Associate Professor of American Studies and Affiliate Assistant Professor in the Departments of Africana Studies and Language, Literacy, and Culture at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Hi, Kimberly. Good to see you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're going
to
recommend a couple of Newbery winners. The first is a book called The Crossover by Kwame Alexander. This is you're reading a lot with your two kids?
Yes, yes. And this is the book for the boy.
And how old is he?
He's 12. Uh-huh. He's a 12-year-old, just started middle school this year. And it's a part of that population, in particular of boys, but in particular African-American boys, who find everything about reading boring, and there's so much more interesting on that video game. And so this has become a way for me to engage him. And so I've picked up a couple of copies of The Crossover by Kwame Alexander, who has an interesting twist to how he writes. In particular, everything is in verse. It's in short bursts, which I think makes reading very digestible for middle school boys with short attention spans. But it's also around sports issues. And this particular book focuses on basketball, focuses on a set of twins who are, you know, really engaged in the sport, who have a dad who is a former NBA player, a mom who's a principal at their school. And so it seems like a really interesting story that is accessible to my son because he loves the sport of basketball as well, but also the way in which the story is told becomes of interest to him.
Yeah, basketball and all that stuff. What's not to like
for a
12-year-old boy? That's
and
great.
Kwame Alexander recently released his latest book called Booked, which is, again, utilizing sports for that metaphor and as a central character in the book, which is all about soccer. And I took my son to a book reading to get the newest copy a couple of weeks ago, and he's already read that book.
Yeah,
and
that's
again,
a good sign. Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those ways to engage. I think Kwame Alexander is really savvy and smart enough to understand that this is how to reach boys.
And your daughter, who's 10 years old, is reading One Crazy Summer by Rita Williams Garcia. What's that one about?
Yes. So that one is all about, I mean, it's historical in nature because it's set in the summer of 1968. And it is about three young African-American girls whose mom essentially left them when they were very small. And so they're being raised by their dad and grandmother in New York City. And she has requested for the children to come out and spend the summer with her all the way in Oakland, California. And getting there, they have this very kind of, you know, distant relationship with her. But what they learn is why she does some of the things that she does, because she, in fact, becomes, or they learn that she is quite the black activist. And she has done so through her poetry, through her artistic ways of looking
at
the world.
So it's a little history and a little great story. Terrific.
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. These are two good recommendations.
Yes. Thank you
so much. Dr. Kimberly Moffitt from the American Studies Department at UMBC. She's recommending The Crossover by Kwame Alexander and One Crazy Summer by Rita Williams Garcia. Great books for young readers. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find all the details about the books that our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again, yes sir. One of these days I'm gonna do it again.